Solstice. I want to tell you I am sad, but this isn't the time nor the place for a poetry whose eyes are filled with tears, as if sinking beneath an ocean. I don't want this evening of the sun's celebration to be weighted with the stone hanging from a heart. And so I've thought, what could I bring you? Something I've made in my hands, gave shape to, and life, and this I would hold out to you, and it would toddle to the tips of my fingers and take flight, and alight perhaps on the head of a child sitting before me, and she could look up at it through her bangs, and maybe think of this evening many years from now, and the magic, and it would be something she would carry with her. Proof the human heart is drawn to awe and innocence and surprise. Just as many seasons ago, I was given something invisible by a man on the street. I was alone, as I often was at 6 and 7 and 8. I was alone, and the world shone me its generous grandeur. This stranger, this man who stopped me on the street as I was walking home from school and passed this pet shop where I often went to feed the rabbits in their pens in the alley. The owner would give me carrots to feed to them, and I would talk to them and pet them. Everyone, all the people around me, it seemed, were there for me, looking out for me, because those that should have been were not. And this man, this stranger who stopped me on the sidewalk, looked into my eyes as though he'd found something promising. And with his hand, he took my wrist and pulled it toward him gently, and with his other hand, he pressed 2 fingers into the center of my palm, and then folded my fingers carefully over the thing he'd placed in me. And with both his hands, he squeezed my fist shut and said, "Do you believe in magic?" I nodded. I did. "I have given you something invisible. It is magic, but only if you believe fully can it work. Do not open your hand until you get home. Do not even peek, or it will vanish. You must trust. Even the smallest breeze could lift it from your hand and blow it away. Keep it tight in your fist and place it under your pillow when you get home, and in the morning, under your dreaming, if you don't lose it, you will find a silver coin. The sun is a coin. In January and February, it is an invisible coin that lacks heat, and the earth is barren and not looked after. And all these leaves and flowers and trees that stand around us calling all this living to them are invisible, and yet we believe and we trust and we wait. Because we are human and we are prone to believing in beauty, even when we can't see it outside, we see it inside. Something better is coming." And here it is again, the sun at its zenith, all its radiance and power we'd nearly forgotten, how we and all creation leap to its light. And as in awe stands what was tucked in the dark and wrapped so small, encased in ice and seed and fist. We should remember to be thankful and to praise whomever we privately praise and thank. Because although this is given to everyone, not everyone is privileged in these times. And this is why I am sad. We are scattering ashes when we are given abundance. We are living as if love is a scarce thing. So today, let us celebrate the power of light and remember within us some magic we encountered, or maybe see it through the eyes of a child close to us and celebrate them so that they will believe and carry the invisible forward until it is real. Just as looking under my pillow that next morning when I woke, I found a silver, shiny, brilliant coin waiting for me.